For many teenagers, getting your driver's license is a rite of passage. But as Massachusetts reopens, the road to getting a license has gotten a little longer and looks a lot different than it used to. For this next story, WBUR's Adrian Ma tells us what it's like at driving school during a pandemic.
You know that feeling when you're the last one of your friends to do something? Talia Ta knows it. Among a group of friends, Talia says she's the only one who doesn't have a driver's license. She turned 17 earlier this year.
And then after that, I was like, you know what? Let's go. Let's find something to, like, really just move this along, because me and my parents can agree that I need a license for myself with everything that I do.
Talia lives in Randolph, Massachusetts. But Bridgewater is where her school is. It's where she plays basketball. It's where her friends are. Thing is, Bridgewater is a good 30-minute drive away.
And now it's like, okay, so now I have to wait for mom and dad to take me all the way down there, wait for me there, and then take me. So it's like there can be a whole lot of stress avoided there if I had the ability to drive myself.
So Talia's parents signed her up for driver's ed, which, because of the pandemic, was online.
Good morning. How's everybody? We're just waiting for Talia to get online.
She was pretty excited to be moving closer to getting her license.
Does anybody have Talia's number?
Pretty excited.
Da, 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 da. Well, look at that. Speaking of the young lady, how are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm all right. You went to the
By the way, that deep voice guy there, that's Domingo Montero, owner of School of Wheels in Dedham. Montero says he'd much rather be teaching in person, because it's pretty hard to engage with students through a screen.
It's a learning experience for me, especially using Google Classroom. Sometimes technical difficulty comes about.
And then there's the fact that some people who may want to take his class can't, because they don't have the technology for it. Still, there is one piece of driver's ed that can't be done online, the driving. Since the second phase of reopening began early last month, his schedule has been jammed with appointments. Students looking to get their state-required 12 hours of behind-the-wheel training.
Good afternoon, Talia. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. What we're going to do is practice parallel parking and three-point turn.
Okay.
Let's get it started.
Okay.
On a recent afternoon, it's happening. Talia is in the driver's seat, and Montero's in the passenger seat next to her. And since they can't socially distance inside a car, they're taking precautions. The inside has been wiped and sprayed down with Lysol. Both are wearing masks, and the windows are rolled down to let the air flow through. These conditions might add stress to what is already a stressful situation for new drivers. But Talia seems to be handling it pretty well.
Wow.
You're doing good.
Wow.
Come on. Stop sign's up there.
Well, you know, for a rookie driver.
Pick it up. Put both hands on that wheel, please.
Oh, sorry.
What? Go ahead, you're good.
Oh. You said stop.
Breathe.
Just so you know, they did make it back in one piece. And when I checked in with Talia this week, I asked how pandemic driving school is going, and she said, great. Though driving with the windows down, with a mask on, can be a little uncomfortable.
Today was very humid this morning. We drove before all the rain and the thunder came. It was so humid. I was like...
But she says, no big deal. You gotta do what you gotta do. And right now, what she has gotta do is finish her driving hours and take a road test so she can finally get her license.
Fingers crossed mid-July. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed because there are a few people in line in front of her also looking to get a road test. Because of the shutdown, the Registry of Motor Vehicles had to postpone around 7,000 road tests, and the agency says it is still working through that backlog. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.